Welcome to the CFO Show. I'm your host, Melissa Howitson, CFO of Venice Solutions.
And I'm Tom Siegmiller, VP of FP&A at Venice Solutions. So Melissa, how good are you at predicting the future?
Well, Tom, if I was really good at that, I'd be sitting somewhere retired on a beach right now.
You and me both. So as we think back on 2023, it's been a pretty wild ride for us. Any reason to think that 2024 is going to be any different? Will it be quieter?
Oh, I'd love to say it's going to be a quiet year. I keep waiting for a quiet one to come along. But no, I think there's enough uncertainty and enough things that are just, we're in this world of constant change. And I don't think that's going to change in 2024.
As I reflect back, every year I find myself uttering the words like, when things calm down, or, you know, when I get into next year, I'm going to do that. And I think I agree with you that that's ultimately not going to be the case. So let's fast forward to the future. What do you think will be the topics or themes that will dominate 2024?
So I think there's really five of them. The first one I would say is broad economic uncertainty.
So are you thinking things like inflation, interest rates? What's going through your head?
Yes and yes. I think that, you know, we've seen some very steep increases in interest rates. We've seen inflation. We see that there's still potentially risk that there's going to be more increases. We know for sure, even if there aren't more, it's not going to undo itself overnight. And so I think that some of those interest rates, they're definitely putting a lot of pressure on businesses, and that's going to remain a concern, and that's going to remain top of mind for sure. But I think it's more than that. I think it's also going to be things like the funding climate. We saw where there was a bit of a tightening of the available funding that was out there, and that's not going to reopen overnight either. I think you're still going to see investors really taking a more cautious lens, being a little more critical of the companies that they're looking at, some of the terms maybe not as great as what they were in the past. There will be some funding out there, and you know, there is starting to be a lot of dry powder that's accumulating, but I still think that it's not going to be a given that companies will be able to raise funding. And so that will be a reality that people are going to be planning against. And I'd say the last one is that R word, recession. Some would say that we're in a recession. Others would say that one is pending. Either way you look at it, when you have that level of concern about what's happening, that's going to create uncertainty, and that's going to be in people's minds as well.
Makes sense. So number one, economic uncertainty. What about prediction number two?
I'd say geopolitical uncertainty. There's still a lot going on in the world.
Kind of have to go with that one at this point, right? Between the war in Ukraine and the war in the Gaza Strip, world's on fire a little bit in terms of political uncertainty. War in Ukraine kicked off in 2022, doesn't have a seeming end in sight. And so likely a need to keep that on our list as we go into next year. I guess it also adds quite a bit of support for your predictions around things like economic uncertainty and inflation, right? So all this pressure happening on natural resources like gas, we're definitely not in a climate where that's likely to dissipate anytime soon.
Unfortunately not.
What about prediction number three, Melissa?
So this one I would say has got to be artificial intelligence. We know so many are talking about what is artificial intelligence going to mean. And I think companies everywhere are looking at, one, what's it going to mean for their product? And two, what's it going to mean for their company productivity? I think everyone is trying to figure out where should they focus these efforts? And also even what's it going to mean in terms of some of the upskilling or reskilling of what's required? Do they have the right talent? Do they have the right strategies? And so that will be definitely dominating people's mindshare.
I love it. Harnessing of AI as a prediction for next year. Now, on to prediction four.
So four, I'd say that one's going to be the focus on efficiency. We know that was a theme in the past, but that one I believe is going to continue on into 2024.
That is definitely something I see in my day-to-day, cash being king. And that focus on working with the resources that you've got, driving greater efficiency. And there are going to be all of these factors that are outside of our control. Nice to really have something that we can latch onto and say, let's focus on our internal operations. Let's focus on getting this right here.
Yeah, I think this is a time where finance has really stepped back into the forefront in the business in terms of helping to lead, identifying these opportunities, helping partner with the business on how to drive ongoing efficiency in the business. So that's an exciting time for finance.
Nice to have our skill set being valued again.
It's always valued, Tom.
All right. And finally, on to prediction number five.
This one, I would say, is going to be ongoing focus on org design. I think that businesses everywhere are still thinking about this. It's certainly become a lot easier to attract talent now that the war for talent has somewhat dissipated, but that's not entirely gone. We're still, as businesses, looking to make sure that can we bring in the right talent? Can we retain that talent? And what's it going to take for that? And thinking of your org structures is a big piece of that. I also think, linked to efficiency, we just talked about that. There's a lot that org structure offers to that when it comes to, do I have my business set up with the right number of doers? Am I set up for optimal efficiency and driving output? Similarly, am I hiring in the right locations? Especially with remote work, you've got wider opportunities to think about where you're hiring your resources, and you want to make sure that you're doing it wisely. And the last one I'd say is about skill set. We've talked about artificial intelligence, but we also know the world's changing. The skill sets that we need to be competitive are changing. And so that ongoing, am I structuring this organization and thinking about the future of skill sets and making sure that I'm optimizing for what's going to be needed there. So there's a lot to unpack in org design, and I think it needs to continue on as a hot topic next year.
For me, that's a must-do. It's something that we have to be focused on all the time. When you think about so many organizations spending 60 to 70% of their spend on people alone, sometimes we need a good reminder to focus on what counts. And people count, right? That is our most significant investment typically in our businesses. Not even to mention, if growth is going to be slowing, it gives us the time to focus on getting things like this right. We're not necessarily running a mile a minute at all sorts of other things. And so sort of right time, right place, right topic, and it'll perpetually be the right topic. In addition, if growth is coming back in the, say like short to midterm, gives us an opportunity to set ourselves up for the right sort of scale and growth into the future and make sure our investments are placed properly to yield really, really well into the future.
Yeah, totally agree. I think if any businesses that aren't focusing on this are really missing an opportunity.
The CFO Show is brought to you by Vena, the intelligent platform for complete planning. Vena's award-winning platform makes financial and operational planning more efficient, unlocks performance, and increases financial intelligence across the business so finance teams and business leaders can plan for anything. Learn more at venasolutions.com.
So Tom, how do you see finance teams evolving in 2024? Will they look significantly different than they do today?
It's funny because I think my answer is no. Most organizations are going to change through an evolution, not a revolution. Think about it as little steps that you're going to take forward each and every day. And so if you think about it as one monumental problem, that seems insurmountable. So the way I think teams are actually going to tackle it will be one problem at a time. So challenge arises in the business. As you think about one of your first predictions, you mentioned AI as an example. I think teams are going to find a challenge in the business, and then that will be their logical application of AI versus trying to solve it in a different fashion, which might have been more manual historically. It's not like they're going to magically say one day, AI is going to displace 80% of my work. That's just not realistic in nature, the way we operate as people and human beings. Not to mention the finance industry isn't really ready for it. Most organizations don't have that roadmap in place. So when I talk about evolution versus revolution, that's the way I see it playing out. And ultimately, all of it is in the pursuit of being the best business partner possible. How do we show up for the organization to help them through these times of change? How do we show up being our best selves?
I couldn't agree more. I think business partnership is going to be critical going forward. I think along with that, there will be some ongoing skill development that certainly needs to be top of mind when we think about, you mentioned artificial intelligence. You know, what will that look like? Are we starting to take the steps that we need to make sure we're ready for the future? And I think also some of the soft skills are really becoming critically important for success. Things like communication, the ability to influence, project management skills. You know, these things are all going to be critical to being those effective business partners. And so I think that that'll continue to just be a focus area.
Definitely a time of evolution in our business. We often talk about IQ versus EQ, probably no time like the present, especially as we're shepherding the organization through changes that they haven't necessarily experienced before.
So Tom, you mentioned IQ versus EQ. How do you see that changing as we head into 2024, or where the focus areas should be on that?
I think it's probably around two things: training and hiring new talent. And so what sort of skill sets are you looking for in people as you staff out your team? And in an FP&A role, yes, you know, for me, people have to be technical in nature. That is important. They need to have the basics in place. But I probably overweight towards EQ as I'm hiring out my team. I need people to have empathy, understanding, a willingness and wanting, you know, they need to be willing and wanting to learn in their roles. They need to be humble. They need to want to partner with people on a day-to-day basis. And that needs to be something that they don't view as a necessity, but a perk and a benefit of the role. And so I view myself as exceptionally lucky to be able to partner with phenomenal people and learn from them each and every day. I think that pursuit of knowledge and wanting to learn from others, huge, huge, huge part of that role. Then think about the fact that we're going through this challenging time. So many companies are downsizing, as an example. That takes an emotional element. That's not an IQ exercise. How you navigate through that and the change management is ultimately around understanding how people will receive that information. How are they going to react? How can you be there for them and help the organization through that tough time?
I think you talk about change management, and that is such a critical skill set. I think in finance, it can sometimes be where we seem as cold, or it's just about the numbers make the change. But taking the time to communicate effectively, to drive the business through the change, to understand what the impact is, not thrash the organization as well with, we sometimes see things that make us think, okay, we might need to pivot or make a change, but knowing when to do that and when it would actually just cause thrashing and take people off course and off the ability to focus is all really critical skill set. So couldn't agree more.
Melissa, what ultimately keeps you up at night as we think about 2024?
Tom, I sleep so well. I've got three kids. Not much keeps me up at night. But I would say generally, if I'm going to be worried about things, it's typically the things I can't control. Those tend to give me the most anxiety, things like geopolitical uncertainty, economic uncertainty. But I quickly move to where I channel on focusing on those things that I can control. We think about things like org design, efficiency, and what we can do. I think there's so many things we can do to lean into that. And so that's how I tend to take what otherwise could consume and keep me up at night and channel my energy where I can have the most impact.
It's funny that you say that, Melissa, because I think the one thing that does wake me up at night is ultimately my daughter. But once I'm up, where my mind goes to is focusing on people also. How do we get the most out of the people in our organization? And how do we make sure they have the best experience possible to retain them, to help them learn and grow, and ultimately to keep them around as long as possible? Now, on the flip side of that, what gets you most excited about 2024?
So I think two things. You know, I think about things like artificial intelligence. There's so much that we can do with that in terms of productivity, which is going to help move employees up the value chain in terms of where they get to operate, what they get to do, and as well, just being more strategic for their company. And so for me, while it seems like it could be a bit of a risk, depending how you frame it, it presents immense opportunity for employees. If you're willing to be open-minded, think about reskilling and making sure that you're continuing to improve and increase the things you know and where you can play. So Tom, what if we're wrong on these predictions?
Well, predicting the future is a particularly challenging thing. Forecasts are always going to change, always going to evolve. And so I don't think what scares me is what could you be wrong about? It's not in undertaking this activity. The importance to me of this activity is in understanding your surroundings, understanding what factors might impact the business. And so as long as we're scanning our surroundings, understanding the factors that have interplay within our business, I think that's the value that we derive from this activity, not ultimately being right every step of the way.
So we're not going to lose our jobs, Tom, if we've got these factors wrong? I think we're safe.
I don't know. I'm going to look to the marketing org to tell me. So, Melissa, we kicked off our list with what are the five headlines that we think are going to dominate the year in 2024. What other items might people be talking about?
Well, I think that a few topics that have been going on will continue. I think supply chain, while it's less of it now, I still think it'll be there and it'll be popping up. And the other one would be ESG. Again, a little less than what we were seeing, but still a very relevant topic that people need to be thinking about always.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me. And what about my promotion for next year?
Of course.
We'll be talking about that.
We'll be talking about that. What a great conversation. Thank you so much, Tom, for joining me on this episode. If you'd like more information about today's show, please see the show notes. And don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen to or watch your podcasts. For the CFO Show, I'm Melissa Howitson. Until next time.